I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
The next thing that happens on the roadmap to reconciliation is to say, now that I've had that realization, the second step is identification. Identification is that stage of the journey where your feelings, your story, I begin to hear it and I begin to see my story and your story. And that is so fundamentally important because reconciliation is not just having the right people in the room and so you've got the right diverse group of people all together in the right room. Identification says we're not just a collection of individuals who come from different racial, ethnic, or cultural backgrounds. We're not just trying to get people on the bus together. We want them to relate to each other, to identify with each other. We want to care about each other. I want to hear your needs, and I want to see myself in your story, and I want you to see yourself in my story. I work with college students and young adults, and I love them. I love their energy. I love their passion. But oftentimes, we want to get in the game and fix something too quickly. And we got to watch that tendency because there's a young pastor in Chicago, Illinois. I love him. I talk about him in the book. His name is Daniel. And he said that one of his, and he's white, and he said that one of his hardest jobs as a pastor that has planted a church in Chicago with the intention of being a multiracial church committed to reconciliation is holding back his young, oftentimes white, socially active and justice-minded young people in his church who want to get in and fix the inner city, who want to get in and do something to make it right. And what we have to do is win our right to speak our truth. And we've got to demonstrate that we're not coming to be have the fix it or solutions. We've come to partner. We've come to learn. We've come to let the community tell us what the real issues are. We've come to demonstrate our faithfulness and our humility, which is one of the characteristics of a reconciler. It's not an arrogant, we've got the answers and we'll tell you what you need. It's instead saying God has been working in this community long before we planted a church. And our job now is to come alongside what God is already doing through faithful people who may not have gotten a doctorate degree, but who have a PhD in living in this neighborhood and understanding the real issues and the complexities that face the people who live here. And so Daniel has said to me, we got to learn how to prepare ourselves to really be in this work for the long haul and not just to see ourselves as the people who come in with all the answers.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.